All right, is there anyone else like to speak on behalf of this project?
Sure. You said four, right?
Yes.
I don't hear very good. Sorry. Alice Lair, 11 Pro Chem. 285 Elbow Road near the other end. And if you go to the Trimble residence, I mean, when you turn onto Coker Road off Elbow, it's like almost 3 miles back there. It's on a dead-end road. I mean, it goes right to the Trimble residence. And there are no neighbors along that road at that end. So I don't understand the aesthetics part of this at all. If it's his property, and I mean, if somebody wants to go have their eyeballs offended, they got to drive quite a ways to do so. And if all the applicable fees and regulations are met, I don't understand why there would be a problem whatsoever. Questions for me?
So to even see the property, you have to drive past everybody else's
property. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, if it offends you, don't drive down that road.
And at this point, you cannot see any of the cars from the road, right?
From which road?
From the main road in, which is
Trimble
Road.
Well, if you drive down Trimble Road, right, which is there's only one house at the end of that property, which is the Trimble residence, right? You're gonna see this stuff, but it's all offset, as you saw the pictures from August to April,
yeah,
or April to August.
They've been moved off of the main road.
Absolutely. All right.
All right, is there anyone else like to speak?
Yes, I would. Bobby
Hogan. You're talking about Trimble Road. It is at the
end. Can you say your name in the microphone, please?
Bobby Hogan.
Thank you.
You just talked about Trimble Road. It is dead-end road. I was born and raised in that country. The Coker Road is the main road back in there. I live at the very end of Coker Road. I drive past where the salvage yard is, just above the hill, if you want to call it salvage yard. It is a restoration. It's not a salvage. You see nothing from the Coker Road, only the top of the buildings. Everything there is very neat. It's graveled, and to my understanding, all fluids that's possible is drained from them cars. Everyone sitting on a gravel platform. Or Chad. The buildings are real neat. There's nothing wrong with them at all. He's got jacks that he's going to put in there. He's got a frame machine. I've been there several times. I see nothing out of the way. And from what I understand, the main concern was about all the cars that was brought in. He could get a penny on the dollar in Arkansas for them. He could get more in Missouri. Many of us have done the same. And I drive probably just, oh, I don't know, 75 yards, 100, below the salvage yard. You see nothing. And I live at the end of Coker Road. We're the only two roads back in there. And there's nothing else there. You can drive down Trimble Road to the gate. You can see the buildings to the left, very little cars. They're all neat. You don't see no fluid discharge. You don't see nothing. I've worked as an auto mechanic all my life, and I've never seen a need of garage or a facility. Any questions for me?
Nope. Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else like to speak for this project? All right. Is there anyone that's opposed to this project?
I'd like to say a couple things if they're coming in. I'm not a speech giver. I'm just a construction worker.
My name is Mike Oldenburg. I've personally done a lot of work for these Trimble boys, and I'm proud of Pro Tem myself. I love that country. And when they hired me to do their concrete work and do the construction, you know, I was kind of for, you know, revitalizing, bringing some stuff into Pro Tem. When they started hauling 400 some odd cars in here, I thought, well, this is not the way Pro Tem should be. But that man, Pete Trimble, worked his butt off, and he did everything he said he was going to do. State of Arkansas promised him over $800 a car, to haul them up here, and then he had intended on crushing over 75% of them. So they were just being moved from point A to point B. And that man did everything. He was busting butt, pulling three loads a day, working real hard to do what he could, because the state of Arkansas had put a pressure on him saying, hey, we need to get these cars out of here. And he said, yes, that's what we'll do. He wanted to pack his son up and move up here and start a business. And from what they're doing, I mean, Bobby Holt said, I've never seen a tighter shop. You know, all the equipment, he ain't got a new piece of equipment one, but ain't none of it leaks a drop of oil. I mean, and he's under his equipment all the time working on it. So I presume the cars and the automobiles that are going to be there is going to be just the same way. And, you know, I've been raised in Pro Tem. My dad was raised around these boys. They're avid hunters, fishermen, and cattlemen. And they ain't going to let stuff leak on the ground and feed it to their families. So I promise you that. These guys are honorable, and they'll do everything they said they're going to do. The only people that I've seen that didn't do what they said they were going to do is the state of Arkansas. And it's really sad. He was promised a bunch of money. I'm probably running close on time, but he was promised a bunch of money. I poured his concrete personally. He was promised a bunch of money to pour it thick because it was commercial slab, and he ain't going to get time for that, you know. But he did everything he said he was going to do, and I believe, in my good faith, and as long as I've known him, he'll fully intend to do what you guys advise him to do. He's a good dude.
Yeah. Any questions?
All right. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak opposed to this?
Got a few documents I'd like to hand out. Good evening. I'm Jason Smith. I'm an attorney in Springfield. I represent the Giddens family, who own over 1,000 acres in the area, several different tracts. Lou Ann and Rhiannon Giddens are both here with us tonight. You know, I want to speak to, I don't live here, okay? I've been to the property, been around the area. I don't live here. I'm not a Taney County resident. But what I want to do, what I do want to speak to is the legality of this operation. And right now, this is a wholly illegal operation. And I'd like to reference some of the documents that we've presented to you. And so tab A, first and foremost, these are regulations from the Missouri Department of Revenue. And what these regulations say is that if you're going to have a salvage business in the state of Missouri, you have to go through the Department of Revenue, you have to submit various things, you have to prove safety to them, a variety of requirements, and at the end of the day, they're going to review that, and they're going to decide whether you get to do it or not. But the Department of Revenue is very clear that if you're going to have a salvage business in this state, you have to be permitted and licensed by the Department of Revenue. That has not happened. In fact, there has not even been an attempt for that to happen. And so if you turn to tab B, which is the second tab, you've got it in front of you too, sir. Tab B is documents that we received in response to a Sunshine Law request that we submitted to the Department of Revenue. So you can see our Sunshine Law request if you'd like to see it. It's the last page behind tab B. So we asked them, we said, hey, we want to see any applications, any documents, et cetera, related to any proposed salvage business at this location. They wrote back. I also talked to them. They wrote back and said, we haven't heard from these people. We know nothing about this. There is no license. There is no permit. So as we sit here right now, this is just an absolute strike. They have to have that. They do not have it. This business is operating illegally today. It's a crime. It's a misdemeanor under state law, and there's been no attempt to rectify that. That's a concern. Let's talk about the DNR permit. Tab C, we did the same thing. We sent a Sunshine Law request to the Department of Natural Resources. Tab C is a document that we received in response. Here's what Tab C is. Tab C is the schematic that was submitted to the Department of Revenue, I'm sorry, the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, saying this is where we're going to operate our salvage business. If you give us this permit, you can see the blue outline. The Trimble said, if you give us this permit, this is where our salvage business is going to be located. Well, we know now from tonight, and the pictures that have been presented and the arguments that have been made by the Trimbles, that's not where they're operating this salvage business. And Tab D is actually a series of drone photographs that establish that. And I'd probably ask you to turn specifically to the second picture behind Tab D, which is a drone photo that shows both the property that they said they were going to operate the salvage business on. That's what they told the DNR. And you can see that there's not a single vehicle on it. But all of the vehicles in the entire operation has been moved to a different tract. That tract has not been approved by the DNR. The tract that was approved by the DNR was the original tract. That's the one that the permit was based on. So to suggest here, just as an absolute matter of fact, that there's a DNR permit is not true. That is not false. The application documents were for a specific piece of property. That piece of property is currently not being used in any way for the salvage yard. It's a different piece of property. They didn't apply for a permit with the DNR on the piece of property where the cars are located right now. So, you know, what's the upshot of this? And I know other folks are going to talk, and they're going to talk about the impact on the area, impact on the water, and those things obviously are all tremendous concerns. But from our standpoint, what we have right now is we have an operation that has not been approved by the Department of Revenue. It has not been approved by the Department of Natural Resources. Those are both agencies within this state that have absolute authority and regulatory control over salvage yards, and neither one of them has permitted or licensed what is being requested here this evening. So, you know, turning to the elements of a CUP, you know, we're all familiar with those. Those are found in the code. I've got it here. I'm not going to go through those at length. But, you know, when we're looking at CUPs in this county, the things we're concerned about are, is it safe? Is it done correctly? Transportation-related issues, road-related issues, all of these things, environmental issues, all of these things are the very reasons why the DOR and the DNR have found it appropriate to regulate and require permits for these types of businesses. The exact same issues we see within the code, within the ordinance of Taney County, those same things that the DNR and DOR care about, Taney County cares about as well. They haven't satisfied the legal requirements of the DOR and DNR. We think those are very problematic and justify what the original decision was below, and we think that should be upheld. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
I have a question for Scott. You said there was signage where the cars were parked.
I stood on the property with the gal that gave the DNR permit on that location where she told them to put, and it was showing to her exactly down where those cars are now that this is where they were going to set those cars. I physically was standing there when they did that.
May I make a statement?
But again, I mean, this was not denied because of lack of permits. These reasons are here is what they're combating for the reasons. We issue all kinds of nightly rental permits without the Western Taney Fire. That comes in after the approval.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, and my point, you know, in bringing these things up is these clearly dovetail with the CUP ordinance and the regulations. And this was absolutely discussed at length at the last hearing. You know, when it came time to read the reasons, okay, lack of permits was not explicitly read, but it was argued and discussed, you know, in connection with this. And these are very relevant, pertinent issues in terms of the elements of the CUP.
Right. Anybody else?
And I wasn't there. I wasn't there when the DNR was there, but I can tell you I've got the application. I know what was submitted, and I've got the permit. And what was told to the DNR in the application that was submitted was it was going to be the piece of property that is not currently being used.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.